I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS from the 2A, 3A State Track and Field Meet in Des Moines. This coverage brought to you by Pella Cooperative Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, and Van Monen, Seatstrommeyer, Nichols, CPA. Save time and gain peace of mind. Here with some huge points, 400 hurdles coming in. It was a race that you guys needed to have if you were going to contend for a 3A championship. And here you are, 13 points later. Reese, I'll start with you, and we got Gage here in a second. We did that feature about your comeback. This is the fifth time you've ever run this race, and you're able to take fourth. What was it like out there chasing down some really fast guys, and what's it like to get some huge points for your team?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to come out here. It's a great environment, and I think the environment is what pushed me even harder when I was doing my therapy to come back, because I knew it'd be a big crowd, and they would. It was just a big race.
Well, and Gage, obviously you've been Mr. Hurdles last couple years. When I talked to you at this same spot a year ago, it was a bit of shock and surprise. You went from ninth seed to third. This year you take second and run an excellent time, as a personal best, and you get some big points for your team. I imagine you're very happy with how things went here.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier with the performances of Reese and I think we knew that coming into this race, we had to score big. And Reese was in lane three, I was in lane eight. I knew I didn't have anyone in front of me. So it was basically just me against whoever I felt behind. And I knew I needed to push. And I think I really pushed. A lot comes from the off-season training, I think. I got to give thanks to God. I feel like my spiritual journey in this has just really helped me pave the way to my success. And I don't know, I can't be happier with Reese and I.
Well, and Reese, you got to get the 4x4 in, but tomorrow is the big day, right? You've got the two best shuttle hurdle and 4x4 heading into Saturday, and the two final races of your career here. I imagine you want nothing but success. And what do you think it's going to take to push this team over the finish line and get that back-to-back title with those two races in particular?
Yeah, I'm super excited for tomorrow. I honestly like the idea of team races and relays, just being out here with my best friends. Hope I can come back tomorrow even stronger.
Well, Gage, you've got Nolan right by your side in the 110 hurdles tomorrow. The sprint medley, you're actually going to start the day. Those are two big races and more potential points on the track. I imagine you want to finish your career strong and get that big goal and be that team champion once again.
Yeah, I think that's the motivation at this point, is just going out there and leaving everything on the track, because we're not going to get to do this again. I think it's a great experience. We're going to come out tomorrow, and we're going to compete at an even higher level than we've been doing. We know we got to compete, and our team knows how to turn up when they do. So I think, yeah, just going into tomorrow, we're really excited for the performances.
Reese Thorson, Gage Heiser, a huge congratulations. Fourth place, second place, 400 hurdles. I'm sure we'll have more to talk about tomorrow. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Pella Regional Health Center, providing health care and healing services with Christian compassion, and Pella Fiber. Every home gets a gig. Join today at PellaFiber.com. Andrew Schneider from the infield of Drake Stadium in Des Moines on KRLS.